Comedy Corner time, and I come to you with sad Comedy Corner news for you this morning. One of our favorite Comedy Corner participants, the Capitol Steps, have announced they are shutting down.
Oh, really?
I've been visiting their online site often where I receive materials and get correspondence, and like I really hadn't had anything. They actually had posted something a couple weeks ago, but now they have a note up. We are sad to announce that the Capitol Steps are planning to shut down. Like many in the entertainment business, we simply weren't built to survive going a year or more without live performances. As they say, it's been a fun ride for 39 years. They're going to continue to keep the office open for now and sell CDs on their online site, thecapitalsteps.com, although it says, grab them while you can. Thank you to everyone for playing our specials, the agents, the venues, the companies who have booked us over the years. Thank you to all the awesome performers who learned songs on frighteningly short notice and brought those hilarious characters to the stage. Thanks to the road crews, and most importantly, thank you to all fans who have kept us going over all the years.
Great many years. Great job. Super.
Several times performing here in the Great Lakes Bay region.
This just tells me, Charlie, you're going on a Capitol Steps marathon.
We still have some Capitol Steps favorites that we will play for you. I will feature the Capitol Steps now, who, by the way, their last note in their news release says, maybe someday we will all gather again for a reunion under the Chelsea Clinton administration. we do have some Capitol Steps favorites, as many of their songs that were specifically for political candidates of all sides we know and issues. They did have some things that we'd say were evergreen. It could be used at any different times. There might be little references in and out of their songs, but songs that can always be had fun with, including one of our favorites that we'll use for you this morning from the Capitol Steps and the infatuation that Americans have had for many years of those large vehicles, especially those SUVs.
Well, I heard that other countries are down on the U.S., a land of mass consumption, our lives filled with excess. But my daddy wasn't fighting on Normandy that day for the right to drive a Hyundai. I refuse to live that way. And I'm proud to be an American who gets just five MPG. Though I live alone, the car I own can seat 103. I'll gladly park so close to you, when you pull out, you can't see. I'll never trade my Escalade. God bless my SUV. Now the road may have, but hey, I'll get there alive. So don't y'all pester me with questions like, oh, what would Gandhi drive? You won't catch me at Starbucks if I need a drink or a snack. When I bought this ship, she came equipped with a Starbucks in the back. And I'm proud to be an American with a car that fits my rear. The cash I put down would have fed a town in Somalia for a year. You wanna send me a birthday card? Well, check that address with me. It's when I'm on the road, got my own zip code just for my SUV.
Comedy Corner Capitol Steps Classic. The group announcing it's going to be shutting down. Wow. God bless my SUV.